Athletics and relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
Hi, I'm Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
From the New England Patriots, and I love listening to Female Field Guide.
My name is Ethan Martin, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
You're tuning into Female Field Guide.
We're listening to the Female Field Guide. What's up, baby?
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
That's right, we're jamming. Sunday night, 8 p.m. This is the Female Field Guide, Jasmine George. Thank you so much for joining me yet another Sunday night. Blog Talk Radio. It's all about talking sports, entertainment, relationships with a female twist, Female Field Guide, a woman's cheat sheet to sports, athletics, and relationships. Ladies, I truly want to get you right in. Fellas, I love you too. By the end of this show, I hope and pray that my girls have learned, laughed, and are starting to love the game. You know what I'm saying, baby? 8 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, so happy to have you here. Who am I? Who is this broad with her own radio show? All right. Give a little bit of my credentials. I'm a player, basketball player. Now listen, give me about 15 to 23 minutes to stretch, and the jump shot is still wet. I'm not messing around. May not be able to cross you over as quick as I did back in 96, but my shots never go away. I'm a coach. They still call me coach. Had the wonderful opportunity to coach them. Awesome young ladies, Steinberg High School, AAU, Steinberg Walnut, you name it. I am the sports editor and writer for Prominence Magazine. You can catch my work, prominencemagazine.com. You can subscribe to the print and online issue. Our fall Power Players issue is absolutely fantastic. Pick it up. I'm so very proud of everybody on the Prominent staff. We did an awesome job. I'm also a professor, baby. I teach sports psychology as well as ethnic, cultural, and gender issues in sports classes. You know I don't sleep. I will also be the anchor starting tomorrow, the first episode that we will be taping for Game Time. I'm one of the sports anchors tomorrow, Inland Empire Media Group. Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. Shout out to Navarre and Jimmy for giving this little Mahogany Girl a chance. Huh? Game Time. We'll be filming tomorrow, but it will be on the internet as well as KCSB, Inland Empire Media Group. Airing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But don't you worry, Jazzy Fizzle will get you. I'll keep you posted on everything. Game Time, don't you forget it, baby. How can you contact me? Jazzy Fizzle, where you gonna be, girl? Well, you know I got a Facebook, facebook.com/FemaleFieldGuide. I also have a Twitter, @FemaleFieldGuide. Believe the E off of guide. That's what Mr. Twitter says. I'm gonna call him. I will call him. Don't you worry. YouTube. Please do not forget to check my YouTube page tomorrow. I've got some great interviews from some rugby players, Sparks players, you name it. YouTube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. And let me tell you something. I have a blast. Check me out. If you have any comments, questions, you know, you might be a little nervous. You don't really want to call in the air. But you have a question or a comment, info @FemaleFieldGuide.com. And you know we have a message hotline, especially for all these ladies that are playing fantasy football for the first time. You want to call and talk some mess, go ahead and call the Female Field Guide Fantasy Hotline, message hotline. Area code 909-276-7132. And did you know? You know Jasmine George has an app, right? You know Female Field Guide is the first app of Blog Talk Radio, right? Holler! Go ahead and download your free Female Field Guide app on your Android phone. And you know I didn't forget all you iPhoners. It's a free app. It's amazing. I'm excited. Thank you for your support. You can also go to the iTunes store. Download my episodes on podcast. You're driving into work and you're like, you know what? I want to hear the smooth sounds of Jazzy Fizzle. I miss those cheekbones. Well, guess what, boo? You never have to miss me. iTunes store, download all the podcasts. You can also set reminders on the actual show page. You can get a text or you can get an email. This is yo, Jasmine George, Female Field Guide, will be in the air 5, 10, or 15 minutes before the show starts. Shout out to Zenforce Media for designing such a dope app. Zenforcemedia.com, entrepreneurs, businesses, organizations. If you're looking for an app, Billy Carson is that man, and his team is that team to design a fantastic phone app. Thank you for downloading all of the Female Field Guide app. Thank you very much. We've got an amazing show tonight. Let me just say that. We've got an amazing show. Our sports and entertainment skin, a beautiful marriage, a beautiful blend of sports and entertainment that I like to blend in a wonderful cocktail called Female Field Guide, called my, did y'all hear about that? Sports and entertainment spin. Our two-minute drill, recapping the first week of the NFL season, and let me tell you something, it did not disappoint. You want to know the hottest spots to watch college football and more? I've got the team from fanzine.com to keep us in the know. They'll be coming out at 8:30 tonight. Oh, yeah. Hey There Girl Sparks edition in conjunction with Amika Minich, one of my Female Field Guide senior producers. She was on the road covering the Sparks game, the last game of the season. And Amika's going to call in a little bit and share her thoughts, fantasy football fix, talking about big winners and losers of our fantasy owners. I've got a lot to talk about with regards to that. A very new Fashion Minute segment with our Female Field Guide fashionista, Miss Jasmine DeGar. She's fantastic. She's going to let us know how are we going to get our men right. How are we going to get our sports fans right? They can't be wearing a jersey to church. We'll let them know how to spice it up. And, of course, the fantastic So What Sunday segment with Mr. Tommy Mahoney, my other Female Field Guide senior producer. Let me tell you something. He's got some interesting facts, NFL style. Oh, yeah. And what I mean, oh, yeah? I mean, oh, yeah. Now, before I go on to something as trivial as sports and entertainment, today is September 11th, 2011, but it marks the 10-year anniversary of the most horrendous attacks on the United States. And I, before I even begin to talk about the show, I would like to take a moment of silence for those that may have perished during the 9/11 attacks, those that were victims or those that may have lost their lives helping others. And I also want to say rest in peace to former offensive lineman Mr. Kyle Turley, who ended up joining the Marines after the 9/11 attacks and was killed in the line of fire. So I ask that before we go on, please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you for staying on. It was the second week of the 2001 regular season. The NFL commissioner at the time, Paul Tagliabue, and the NFL Players Association rep, Gene Upshaw, may he rest in peace. They had a tough decision to make. Do they play? September 11th, it was a Tuesday 10 years ago. And the question was, do they play so soon after those attacks? NFL had a huge symbol. You know, they embody the qualities that Americans love. That's why we bind together in tragedy, especially when it comes to football. Resilience. And they had to put them together. Death, devastation, fear, and paralysis. And so, you know, as the week went by, different ball players were sharing their thoughts and sharing their experiences and how did it feel to be in the NFL. you know, during such a horrendous time. And I had a chance to track down some quotes from Mr. Michael Strahan, former defensive end from the Giants. And he shares what happened to him. He was playing there in New York. And what did he go through as a football player and as a person witnessing such these horrendous attacks? Here's some quotes from Michael Strahan talking about September 11th.
When I looked out the window and I see the first tower is on fire, I'm living in Montclair, New Jersey. That incredible view of the city. The Empire State Building looked like it was straight ahead, and it had the Twin Towers, which, of course, were the tallest buildings in the city, and kind of filled out the skyline and made New York. When you look out the window and you see one burning at that point, it's surreal. You can't believe what you're looking at. We had a conference call with all the teams and all the player reps around the league, and we all discussed if we wanted to play that week and what we could do to really help out. We thought it was more important for us to go down to Ground Zero, to show our face there, to show that we're supportive. And with that, we decided to do everything we could to donate money and time and just focus on what was right in front of us, which was the biggest tragedy in the history of our country. For the rest of the season, it ended up being not just playing for New Yorkers. It ended up being just playing for the country.
So that was Michael Strahan, former defensive end for the New York Giants. He's also still in the public eye. He's still involved with the NFL. He's one of the analysts. And also there was some quotes from Eddie George, former Tennessee Titan running back, but he was also heavily involved with the NFL Players Association. And so he shared with a few people his thoughts and what he went through being involved in the NFL, as well as being on, you know, one of the players' reps to make the deciding factor, do we play or don't we play after the 9/11 attacks.
It was difficult. I remember the morning that it happened, obviously, and I remember turning on my television. I got a phone call from my sister saying that the towers were on fire. I had no idea what she was talking about, so I turned on the news, and I see smoke coming out of Twin Towers, and shortly thereafter, seeing them fall down and crumble, and just the energy that is sent throughout the nation, and you know, it just put it all in perspective. And to go out to practice that next week, I remember being on a phone call with Gene Upshaw, a few of the executive committee members that served on the NFLPA that year, and deciding on what we were going to do, whether we were going to continue to play or postpone everything. And I think we made the right decision not to play that week, to just take time to heal, to reflect, and to allow this event to just really sink in.
And so that was Eddie George, and you know, there are so many players that reminisce. I know that we all probably remember where we were when the attacks hit. And so I hope that everyone can just appreciate the growth that the nation has taken and made into to protecting our safety. And so, of course, when it comes to sports and entertainment, it's trivial, but it does in some way bring us together and unite. And so I just wanted to pay tribute to those that fought to protect us. You guys are thebomb.com, FDNY, you know, Mayor Giuliani at the time, and everyone that may have helped, you know, the city of New York and Pennsylvania and all over the United States. Yeah! So when we return, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to remind you guys to get your freaking tickets for the 2011 one-year Female Field Guide, Learning, Laughing, and Loving the Game. Oh, my goodness. Get your tickets when we come back. I'm going to welcome my good friend Ron Digger. We're going to see how she's been single in the city in Chicago. Ron Digger will be right back. Female Field Guide.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
You go, girl.
I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. Because I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done. I mean, there's a disconnect from the womb, especially with football. The men in our life learn about the X's and O's when they're little guys. They have Pop Warner. They have Madden. And what do we have? Nothing. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Learn, laugh, and love the game.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Jay George, his wonderful voiceover skills. We're going to keep jamming on with the show. We're going to, on a lighter note, we're going to have a little bit of fun. Now, of course, my whole goal, what makes my heart smile is when I can get my girls right. They're listening to the show. They're learning a little bit. They're laughing because that's what you like. I like when people smile. But they're learning, baby, and they're loving the game. And so I've got a fantastic example, and I love this segment. We haven't had it in a while with my girlfriend, Ron Digger, in the Single in the City segment.
Paula, she is single in the city.
Damn, looking good, girl. Hey, Ronnie, what's up, baby?
Learn how she navigates through the dating scene in Chicago, baby.
Ron Digger, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hi, Ron Digger.
Hey, Jazz, it's been moons. It's been a long time.
I know. But I'm so glad you're back on the show. I always, you know, use you as an example. You have made some wonderful strides with your knowledge of sports. And particularly, you know, with basketball, you're out there in Chicago, and you went to watch a couple basketball games at a bar. I loved it. So now, you know, basketball's not in the mix. And I know we talked a little earlier about you actually venturing into the baseball scene. Girlfriend, tell me about the Dilly of baseball.
I know. I am venturing into baseball, and I want to make a particular note about baseball and how it's one of those sports that is pretty easy to understand, and I think that's why I have an affinity for baseball. In addition to the fact that it's, of course, the season is in the summer, and it's always fun to go to a baseball game, and it's probably reasonably priced to get a ticket. But
yeah.
I went to two baseball games. I went to a White Sox game and a Cubs game within the same, I know. And so I was like, I got to tell Jazz I'm going to these baseball games. It was so much fun. So, I went. I conquered.
You did, Ron Digger. And so what made you hit up the games?
So I got invited. To both games. The White Sox game, I went with a friend from work, and she had an extra ticket somehow and was like, do you want to go to a game with me? And, of course, my answer was yes. And same with the Cubs game. I had friends from California in town, and they wanted to go to Wrigley, and so I went. And it was an experience. Both were really fun experiences, and they are two totally different experiences too. Similar to California with the two teams, you guys have the Dodgers and the Angels. Here we have the Sox and the Cubs, and it's almost this versus, right? It's like North Side versus South Side of Chicago. And so, what's your allegiance?
Wait, Ron Digger, I have to stop you, ladies and gentlemen. Are you hearing this conversation? First of all, Ron Digger said Wrigley, so she knew the name of the field. Okay, let's acknowledge that. Okay, then the second thing, Ron Digger, you said we, therefore identifying yourself with the team.
I know.
Number three, then you knew the California teams, and that deserves
it. Oh,
well,
my gosh, I know.
Here's
true.
Here's the next question.
It was a good time all around. Go ahead.
Okay. That's good. That's what I was going to ask. Did you have fun? Did you soak up the ambiance of being there in Chicago?
Yeah, I did. And so the White Sox, of course, they play on the south side of Chicago, and so their field is a lot bigger. It's this kind of, you know, you walk in, it feels like the stadium versus Wrigley, which is, I want to say, is like the smallest baseball stadium there is.
They're old, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, because it's pretty old. So it's two different experiences. And I will say, too, I live closer to Wrigley, so I have this affinity for the Cubs because I have been on the train when there are Cubs games, and so I'm very familiar with the blue and red versus the White Sox. So either way, they were both really good experiences. I will say that the Cubs game I was, like, way more into because in addition to having better seats, the game was a lot closer. And so it was like, oh, my God. And, of course, the other team, like, hit a grand slam or something, and, like, four runs came in. And then, I know. And so then I'm like, oh, my God, we're done. Like, it's a wrap. This sucks. And it's, next thing you know, I don't know who on the Cubs knocked something out of the park, and next thing you know, we're, like, one run apart. And so I was really, really into it and actually stayed longer than the girl that I went with even wanted to stay.
Wow.
Because the game was so good. It was a really, really, really good game. So hats off to the Cubs and the White Sox. I don't know. I enjoyed myself for sure.
Ron Digga, I'm so proud of you. Will you be going to another ball game again?
Yeah, now the Bears are back in town.
Oh, look at you.
And so I'm like, okay, I need to at least, now that I am truly a resident of this fine city of Chicago, I need to go to a Bears game somehow, some way. And so
yes.
That's on my to-do list, is to get
okay.
to a Bears game.
Let me tell you something. Matt Forte, if you see him, tell him that I will be his baby's mama. Okay? He's one of the running backs for the Bears. Listen, Brian Urlacher, his baby's mama is already black, so I know that he's down with the swirl. So if you run into them on the street, tell them the female field guy said, what's up? Now, Ron Digga, the last question I have for you, Honey Bunch, you know, we've been really good friends forever, but since the inception of Female Field Guy, since this wonderful show, has
mm-hmm.
it helped you get out of your shell to even embrace different sports? Honestly, share with me, girlfriend.
It has. I was, no joke, I have been on this, like, I need to get a Female Field Guy shirt so that I can take a picture in front
yes.
of the legendary Wrigley sign just so that Jazz can post me on her website, because I really want to be on, like, Jazz's Facebook page.
Rhonda,
so I need one of those. But
listen,
I love what you have going on. I'm so proud of you and all that you've done and all that you've created for yourself and for everyone. And so now, I've told you this many times, but I am so much more aware of sports and teams and what's going on, and
okay.
more than I ever would have been. And even the excitement to go to these two baseball games, which I was invited to, I was excited to go because I was like, I can't wait to tell Jazz what happened or what I did or what I learned or what I gained. So either way, of course, an additional hats off to the Female Field Guy, because I don't even think I would be in this place of excitement about a baseball game had it not been for my dear friend's show. So. Thank you, Jazz.
Ron Digga, you just made my heart smile. I'm definitely going to be having a large glass of Moscato after the show to celebrate your progress and celebrate other ladies that have either, you know, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook or have texted me. And so you are a symbol of the progress. And what once a woman opens up her hearts and opens up her eyelids to, you know, something that she would have never embraced before, a whole new floodgate of information and passion can come. And Ron Digga, I love you so much. Thank you for coming on the show, girlfriend. Shout out
Bye,
to you.
Jazzy.
I'll call you tomorrow. Woo! Yeah. Listen, man, that kind of stuff really gets me going. You guys think I'm really not going to have half a glass of Moscato after the show? Oh, I will. Thank you so much, Ron Digga, for just coming on the show and sharing. Shout out to the Bears and all the Chicago teams that Ron Digga will be supporting. And thank you for calling and sharing your remarkable progress. When we come back, we are going to be bringing on the team from fanseed.com. You want to know where the heck to watch these freaking college games and more? Well, I'm going to have some people on that's going to share with us and break down a thing or two. We will be right back with the Female Field Guy. Thank you so much for sticking around. We will be right back.
Hi, my name is Al Caravelli, head coach of the United States National Rugby Sevens team. Jasmine's doing a great job with it. Make sure you pick up the women's field guide.
That's right. Or the female field guide.
Make sure you pick up the female field
there
guide.
There it is.
So rugby, for people who don't know, is basically the Michael Jordan of rugby.
My name is Matt Holkins. I'm with the USA Sevens team. I'm the captain, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
There's a tongue in your bed. You better be scared. That's it for now. My new CD is coming out. It's called In Your Bed.
In Your Bed?
In Your Bed, in Your Face.
This is Miles Kregel. The Female Field Guy. And so, how are you liking rugby so far this weekend at the Olympic Training Center?
Well, thanks. thanks, Miles, for interviewing me. I really appreciate it. I'm really kind of nervous. But it's been really cool. I've definitely fallen in love with the sport rugby. I can't understand why USA hasn't, you know, embraced this sport. But I'm going to do all that I can to talk about rugby every single time I'm on the show.
Our ambassador, we like that.
Yeah, female field guide ambassador. I'm having a good time.
Well, we're going to wrap up with the female field guide. Thanks for tuning in and check in weekly.
8 p.m.
Sunday night.
Female Fell Guy.
And you can reach her on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube,
Tumblr.
Hit her up on Twitter.com/FemaleFellGuy. Holla.
Woo! Good.
Welcome back. I had to get a little sip of the tea. Because, you know, when I start talking, when I start getting going, baby, there's just no stopping me. And so we have to take a little bit of a break. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for coming on the show once again. Before we jump into our college football corner, ladies and gentlemen, do you have Saturday, October 22nd, marked in your heart? I want that date ingrained in your soul. The one-year anniversary of Female Field Guide on the air. Celebrating 1 year of learning, laughing, and loving the game, baby. Pushing 5,000 listeners and praying for more. Such a blessing to be in this space, and I couldn't have done it more, you know, without my family, friends, and all of these, the newfound listeners. I truly, you know, appreciate you guys. I really do. But the question is, have y'all gotten y'all ticket yet? FemaleFieldGuide.eventbrite.com. Shout out to Push Art Gallery and Boutique. That's where we're going to have it. Powerade on board as a sponsor. Shout out to Kevin, the Military Bowl, Zen Force Media. Listen, baby, we're going to the TOP, and I want to celebrate it with you. I really do. We will have raffles, food, music, and some really cool silent auction things, man. It's going to be fantastic. And hey, why don't you come out and celebrate jazz? Tim Buckaroo is going to get you all that. FemaleFieldGuide.eventbrite.com. Without further ado, you know we're going to get to the NFL. You know we're going to get there. We're going to get there. But, hey, Saturdays, no NFL on Saturday. College football. Let's go ahead and jump in our college football corner. Shall we?
College football corner. Pac-12.
I would like to bring on an awesome team. You know, as we, you know, fast forward, okay, it's the football season. Everything's amazing, but have you ever sat with yourself and said, self, I want to know, truly, where can I watch a college football game? I may be in Southern California, I may be in Northern California, but where the heck can I go and watch some games? I want to scream, I want to talk mess to other fans. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got the team from FanZ.com on here to tell you all about it. I have you live on the air. Who's here from FanZ.com?
Hi, my name is Yenvi Trung. I'm with FanZ.com, and I have my business partners here.
This is Ricardo Graham.
Hello, guys.
How are you doing?
Hi. Good. Thank you guys for coming out. You know what you're going to get, right? A big, fat applause.
Oh, oh,
okay,
we love it.
So tell me everyone that's online, because I know there's like four of you guys, but I want to make sure I talk to everybody.
Yeah, there's three of us online today. Yenvi's here, Ricardo, and myself, Sheena.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on. I came across you guys on Twitter, and I went to the website, and I said, oh, this is dope. You know, everyone's got all this information about NFL teams, but really, they want to know where can they find a good place where you can wear your jerseys and have a good time. Let's start off. Please tell me how you guys, you know, came up with FanZ.com and everything that it embodies.
Well, we're all from Florida, and just a couple of years ago, I actually moved from Florida to California, and that's when we realized that we really needed a solution for running a team or a spot to watch the games from your hometown. Basically, I'm a University of Miami Hurricane fan, and I went to UM. I came to California, I could not find a sports bar to go to, and I could not watch game, and you know, I didn't want to buy a $150 football package just to watch my game. So,
exactly.
You know, I called Ricardo. He had the same issues. You know, we had some friends, and you know, you ask yourself, how many times have I gone online, done a search, gone on Facebook, and done an update, asking my friends, hey, where can I watch this in LA or San Diego? And no one has an idea. So we came up with a solution of, you know, punch in your your team and your zip code or your city, and you'll get a sports bar that will show the teams that you want to see.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Ricardo,
tell
me more about that.
Yeah, let me give you another situation. For instance, even if you're a local, you know, you're a USC fan and you walk into a sports bar here, you assume that, you know, they're going to be supporting USC Trojans, right?
Yeah.
You might walk, because even this weekend, you might walk into a bar and there's a bunch of Utah fans in that bar. You understand? So, So you want to find the correct bar for you where you can go with the right energy and you can go with your friends and, you know, and have fun. So that's where the idea came about.
I love it. Such a brilliant idea. I know you guys are happy Florida shut out their opponents 39-0. What the heck?
Yep.
So you guys are happy about that. Well, I'm a Trojan fan for life. So they squeaked through, and they won against Utah. But, you know, I also looked on the website, and I thought that was really cool, is that not only do you guys, you know, it's college football, you guys are Florida fans, but it's got news, info, event stuff when it comes to extreme sports, surfing, skating, mountain biking, snowboarding. That's fantastic, too. Tell me about some more features that FanSeed has. I mean, we'll talk college, but what else do you guys have going on? I'm ready to jump all on it.
Well, basically, it allows users to go in and create a profile for themselves so they can obviously connect with, you know, other fans that like the same sports that they do. And also want to cover additional sports that sometimes is not front page in other stations and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to cover surfing, local sports, local events. We also want to connect with the alumni also of the teams, because that's a great fan base right there. They might have difficulty, you know, finding other fans for that alumni. So that's another thing that we want to do. As far as the sports bars themselves, we also want to let the sports bar know their demographic or what fans are in their area so they can cater to them also. So it's kind of a solution for everyone, per se.
Yeah. I love it. You guys, this is a brilliant idea. Not only just catering to, the top sports, football, basketball, baseball, but hey, man, the X Games they're really blown up, and the Winter Extreme Games, I like that. You guys got to come out, celebrate with me. Anything I can do to get FanSeed.com out. I love that you guys are out in like the OC representing SoCal. So I had to have you guys on.
Yeah, definitely. I've been checking out what you're doing also, and you know, well, first of all, congratulations on your 1 year anniversary coming up.
Thank you so much. And you guys got to come out and party with me.
Oh, definitely, most definitely. We already, you know, looked online, saw tickets, and so forth. So we're going to actually come out and hang out with you. But
this is good. I really appreciate you guys. Please let the listeners know. Plug anything like Twitter, Facebook. If you guys want people to mail you a love letter, whatever you want to send out, how can the listeners find more information about FanSeed?
Well, we want everyone to go to our website, www.fanzine.com. We want them to create a profile and connect with other fans. We're in the process of creating an app right now with all the sports bars, so look out for that soon. They can follow us on Twitter at FanZine Sports for updates on sports bars, and also our Facebook, FanZine. On Facebook, we give you updates on your favorite sports teams weekly and bars.
I love it. If you guys need someone to design an app, ZenForce Media, I'll send you guys the information. They're good peeps. First of all, I'm so happy that you guys were able to come on the show. I truly appreciate that. I'm going to be going on FanSeed.com more. And anything I can do to get the freaking word out for you guys, because I like your style.
For sure. We'll be in contact, of course. Thank you for everything, Jasmine.
Absolutely so much. FanSeed.com, Zenvishina, and Ricardo, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. And anytime you want to come on and we can talk mess, Florida, USC, you name it. You guys come on and dial the number. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, go Trojans.
All right. Oh, that's good. That's what I'm talking about. See, friendly banter, you know, Hurricanes and Trojans. We're able to coexist. We're able to be on the line. It's all good. You know what I mean? It's all good. That was really cool. Follow them at Twitter and get on their Facebook and FanZine.com. Yes, we'll be having a lot more collaborations, Female Field Guide and FanZine.com. We're going to take another quick break because we're going to go full-fledged into football. So, stick around. Jasmine George, Female Field Guide, thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
We'll be right back after this break.
Lord of mercy, don't forget to come to the Female Field Guide celebration 1 year. Irie, October 22nd, 2011.
What's going on? This is Dreadshot Band from Walnut, California, playing straight out of France, giving a shout out to my missing girl Jazzy, representing the Female Field Guide. Listen, every week, she's holding it down.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazzy, you got it going on.
And we are back. Shout out to Drayshawn and Jay Wright for always supporting me. Drayshawn out there in France, living the dream, keeping it up, playing basketball. Safe travels to you, Dre, as you travel all around France and play those other teams. And Jay Wright, recently retired, living the life, back in Chicago, earning his degree. I'm not mad at you. Well, listen, speaking of Jay Wright, speaking of the NFL, woo, as we fast forward. You guys know I love sports, right? That's why I have the show.
I've always loved sports. I mean, really, love sports.
Well, this week was the first week of the NFL regular season. Woo! Sports and NFL continue to be a driving force. Individually, you know, people driving them together. The most awkward people you would never think would be friends, but they're at a sports bar drinking brewskis with jerseys on. Now, if you notice today's game, the uniforms or the players may look a little different in honor of September 11th. They were all allowed to wear special shoes, clothes, gloves, special Reebok gear. And some cats even had, like, mohawks with stars on the side. That's only acceptable for today. But if somebody has that haircut tomorrow, don't talk to them. The first game of the NFL season definitely did not disappoint. This Thursday, September 8th, ooh, the season opener. Defending Super Bowl champs, the Packers. It was amazing. They faced the Saints, who won the Super Bowl the year before that. Now, the Packers beat the Saints 42-34, but the first quarter was really close. It was exciting. But then that second half.
Awkward.
Man. Let me tell you something. The Saints, they just seemed like they were a step behind the Packers. The Packers looked like they were in mid-season form. Well, pretty much, what is that, ladies? Well, that's kind of self-explanatory, mid-season. They didn't look like it was their first game of the regular season. They looked like they were, you know, just clicking on all strides, and that's exactly what happened. Although the Saints lost, Drew Brees was good for fantasy football owners because that's my quarterback. He gave me 29 points. Drew Brees went 32 for 49, meaning out of the 49 attempts that he tried to connect with a wide receiver, he connected on 32 of those tries. A wide receiver or a tight end or a running back caught the ball 32 of those 49 tries. Not too bad. He had 419 yards and 3 touchdowns. Like I said, they lost, but he was wonderful for when it comes to points and numbers and fantasy football. I'll tell you that for a dollar. But the winner, Super Bowl MVP, Mr. Aaron Rodgers, went 27 for 35. Out of the 35 attempts, he connected 27 times. 312 yards, 3 touchdowns. Aye, aye, aye. DeMichael Finley, tight end for the Packers, played exceptionally well. So here's the thing about the Packers, ladies and gentlemen, is that there were about 15 or 16 players on IR last year, meaning they were on injury reserve. So all these players are hungry and they're healthy. DeMichael Finley was one of them. Lord have mercy. They were good. They won 42-34, and they really, 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 really started off the 2011 NFL season in an awesome way. Key matchups on Sunday. Today was a long day, but it was a good day. The Eagles versus Rams. Now, you know, the Eagles picked up a lot of amazing players in the offseason. Free agency frenzy. They picked up a lot of cats. So they were calling themselves the Dream Team. Well, did they do it? They actually started off slow. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay attention to the offensive line. What is that? Well, those are those fat guys that are usually kneeling or squatting. And they are blocking and protecting the quarterback. And the quarterback on the Eagles is Michael Vick. I want you to pay attention to them. They're not very strong. They're actually kind of young. Because Michael Vick is so quick and he's fast,
when the offensive line cannot protect him, most of the time he could just run or scramble and make a play. They started off young. Yeah. Last year they broke records in yards and scoring, but they also had an incredible amount of sacks. Okay? Pay attention to that. But the Eagles won. What are you going to do? It was a good game. Rams running back Steven Jackson. Man, that Rams team really started off promising. He ran it to the house. I think it was like 40 yards to the touchdown, but he sprained his quad. He sprained his quad, okay? Danny Amendola, he's such a tiny guy, but he packed the punch. He was badly hurt. Sam Bradford, their quarterback, thinks he has like a pinched nerve, kind of banged up. Ultimately, like I said, the Eagles won 31-13, but whoa. Sam Bradford, Danny, they got to stay healthy. The other game that was on the radar was Panthers versus Cardinals. Why, you ask? Well, Cam Newton, he's a rookie, played for Auburn last year. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. Had a little bit of controversy around him coming into the league and, you know, his senior year at Auburn. But guess what? He shook all of that off because even though the Cardinals beat the Panthers 21-28, Mr. Cameron Newton tied the NFL rookie record for the first player to throw for 400 yards in an NFL debut. Jeez Louise, 422 yards. Good Lord, he went 24-47. I got to give this man a hand. Good Lord. This game was also really cool because Cardinals quarterback Kevin Kolb, he used to be Michael Vick's backup. He used to moan and complain that he wasn't starting. Once Michael Vick came back from that injury, Michael Vick took over. It's Michael Vick. But now he was traded. Cardinals, he's the head man. He was 309 yards, 18-27. Not bad. Not bad at all. The next game that everybody wanted to see because they knew it would be a bloodbath. These are two of the best defenses in the NFL. Well, I can't tell because the Steelers lost to the Ravens 7-35. Let me tell you a little something about that. One of my fantasy teams, Big Ben, is one of my quarterbacks. Okay? And I said, all right, Big Ben, he'll give me some yards. He scrambles. I'm ready. I'm cool with him. Big Ben, he gave me like 9 fantasy points. And the Steelers, their defense, which was mine as well, gave me -3. And to make that even worse, who was I going against with regards to defense? My gal pal, Hannah. And we were on a little R&I thing at Palm Springs. So I had to hear her mouth because the Ravens' defense was kicking the Steelers' butt.
Awkward.
So anyway, but like I said, it was a good game. First half, at least. Quarterback Joe Flacco, he got his first win against the Steelers. That's a nice little fun fact, a nice little water cooler talk. Did you know that was Joe Flacco's first win against the Steelers? Ladies, impress these guys. Make these guys faint with your knowledge of sports. And, of course, the Sunday night football game that we were all waiting to see. Twin brothers Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan. Rex is the head coach for the New York Jets. And boy, is he hilarious, and boy, is he fantastic. But he went up against his brother, his twin brother, Rob. He has a mullet like no one's business. I mean, it just flows. It's gorgeous. He's the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. And it was a hell of a game. It really was a hell of a game. Let me tell you something. That Mark Sanchez, the quarterback for the New York Jets, he's coming into his own. He really is. And final, New York Jets 27, Dallas 24. But before I talk about the Jets and give them their praise, Tony Romo was looking good as well, the quarterback for the Cowboys. Dez Bryant, who I started, and I'm very happy to say that I started. He had a touchdown to the house, and he did pretty well. All these games were fantastic, and it's just week one. But it's not over. There are 2 games tomorrow. Patriots versus Dolphins at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And Broncos versus Raiders. Who really cares about the Raiders? But shout out to Jade and like 2 other people in the universe. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. How does your team do? 714-816-4766. We'll talk about that. Give me a call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be going to our fantasy football fix. Now listen. Give me a call. How did your team do? 714-816-4766. We'll be right back. This is Jazzy Fizzle. Female Field Guide.
Jasmine George, female field guide. What? Number one radio talk show. Got her own app.
Speaking of Golden.
Golden.
Female Field Guide.
Uh-huh.
Phone app. Will you be supporting me, my friend, in the show?
There is no doubt. It's a free app, first of all. Let's talk about the free part.
Yes.
Ain't nothing like free. Every time they tell you something free, it's a underlying charge on there. This ain't no charge. I just pay my phone bill. That's all I do. But guess what? I'm getting that free app.
Right.
And tomorrow night is Sunday night. And guess what happens on Sunday night? FFG.
Holla!
We listening to it.
Listen, Dribble Pro, Female Field Guide, this is what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
A new friendship and relationship on the road, LA Live, Nike 3-on-3 Basketball. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. Holler.
Welcome back. Female Field Guide Blog Talk Radio. Learn, laugh, and love the game. Thank you so much for rolling along and jamming with me. I see that we have a caller on our switchboard, and I know exactly who it is because she is kin of mine. Let's see if she meant to press the talk button on the switchboard. My auntie, Betty, are you here with me, Naughty Red?
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Naughty Red.
I don't have a question this time. I'm just calling to congratulate you on your first TV appearance for the Inland Empire Sports Announcers.
Oh, Naughty Red. Thank you. I'm excited.
We're very proud of you, and we know you're going to do good and you're going to go far with your female field guide dream that you've had for a long time. So keep up the good work.
And, oh, Naughty Red.
I hope we'll be able to see you on your TV appearance. I don't know what station that is or how we'll be able to, you know, to see you on your first show. So let us know how we can plug in and see how we can see what you look like on TV.
Absolutely. Oh, Naughty Red. The cheekbones will be amazing. I'll make sure the cheekbones will be amazing. Actually, you can. Game Time has a YouTube page, and so they'll be posting it there, as well as the Inland Empire Media Group. I'll be posting. There's actually a video teaser on Game Time already and also on my Female Field Guide Facebook pages. So they did a really cool teaser. We were on Inland Empire Live, me, Corey, and Caitlin were the three anchors, and it was really fun. So Inland Empire Media Group, as well as Game Time, they have YouTube pages, and you'll be able to stay abreast that way. I'll be sending you guys links. Don't worry, Naughty Red. Okay. I'll be keeping the fam bam and all the loved ones in the mix. But thank you for calling. Did someone kidnap you? Is this my aunt?
Awkward.
Good night.
Thanks, Naughty Red. You're the best. Thanks. Let's give a round of applause just because, huh? Let's just do it. Thanks, Naughty Red. You're the best. Let me tell you about family, because my auntie and my mom don't really get on the computer a lot. My auntie does because she still works. But Jerry George and Betty J. Carney White, they hop on the telly and listen every week. And you know what? You ladies are New Orleans' finest, and I love you. Holler. Now, the really cool thing is, not only do we have loved ones supporting you, family, blood, but you got people that you've worked forever with, okay? And one of those people, one of my senior producers, Mr. Thomas Mahoney. You've heard him in a few capacities. He's my What the Puck hockey aficionado, as well as one of my senior producers on Female Field Guide. But you know what? Because Tommy has the, I don't know, he'll call me with the most random fun facts ever. I said, Tommy, we got to get a segment for you. And you know what? I'm a fan of random sports facts, and so is he. And that's what we've got, our new segment. So what's Sunday?
We've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That's right. Tommy, do you like those odds? Are you here with me, brother?
I like it.
Tommy, awesome. Mahoney, everybody. All right, Tommy.
Hey, let's be honest.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said,
I was
going to
say, let's be honest. Who doesn't love random sports trivia? I mean, come on.
Exactly. Whether if it's about mullets whether if it's about missing teeth on hockey players. Either way, you've got to love these facts.
Absolutely. I have some facts for you today, believe me.
You know what? Let's do it. I'm ready. And we're going to, in NFL style, what do you got for me, brother?
All right. What do the Jets, the Giants, Panthers, and Cardinals have in common, other than that they're football teams?
The Jets, the Giants, Patriots, and Cardinals.
No, the Panthers and Cardinals.
Panthers and Cardinals.
Correct.
I don't know. What the hell do they have in common?
Those four football teams share their names with teams in other professional major sports. At the Jets from New York.
What
and Winnipeg
heck?
In hockey. At the Giants from New York and San Francisco. The Carolina and Florida Panthers from hockey. And the Cardinals from Arizona in football and St. Louis in baseball.
You know, I knew you were going to find a way to slip hockey in there, brother. I really knew you were going to do that.
Season's coming up. Got to get excited for it.
What the puck? Okay. All right, that's cool. So with it being NFL, let's stay in that kind of frame of mind. The NFL games all day, they were paying homage to, 9/11, 10-year reunion. I feel that you have something patriotic to share with me, brother. Is that true?
You're right. 9/11, people are feeling patriotic today. So I'm thinking, patriotism and sports, especially at times like this, go together, right?
Absolutely.
And you mentioned the Patriots specifically. So I thought, the Patriots have won 3 Super Bowls. That's no big secret. What other teams with America-themed names have won championships? So I kind of did some research on this. Real brief research. It's not a big sample size here, but we have the New York Yankees. Yankees, of course, being something they call American. They have 27 World Series. The Patriots, like I said, 3 Super Bowls. DC United from MLS. They have 4 MLS Cups. And there's one, the Philadelphia 76ers. 76 being reference to the year the nation was founded, obviously. They got to just start in Syracuse.
Go on.
At the Syracuse Nationals, which I also counted as another kind of somewhat patriotic name, right? That team, that franchise combined, has 3 NBA championships. So you have 37 titles won by teams with American-themed nicknames.
It's just like, where do you come up with this? But you know what? I can't get enough of it.
Tommy, you promised random sports trivia, and I'm doing my best to deliver.
You are delivering, my friend, and we've got a really great week. Speaking of hockey, Tommy actually just got this information. Inland Empire Media Group, we're going to be going interviewing, you're a hockey guy, Luke Robitoff, I believe his name is, and I'm going to need your hockey brain. We'll be interviewing him for the Inland Empire Media Group, hockey, what the puck segment. It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
And we'll try to think of some random facts to bring to him.
All right, so I'm going to shock Luke Robitaille with some random facts. You've come to the right person.
That's right. Tommy Mahoney, my hockey aficionado, what the puck, coming back when hockey gets back. And so what Sundays, every time we can think of something freaking random, he'll be on the air, one of my senior producers for Female Phil Guide. Tommy, I'll call you tomorrow, brother. Thank you for coming
good.
On.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Let me tell you something. It'll be like 4 in the morning, and I'll get a text, or 8 in the morning, because I don't sleep, and Tommy doesn't really sleep. And the facts, it'll be random, but it'll make so much sense. Like 10 minutes later, I said, I got to share it. I got to tweet it. I got to do something with this information. Female Phil Guide, I got to get my ladies right. It's all about shocking the sports fans. It's all about shocking the men in our lives with these random-ass facts. Speaking of something that we like to shock the men, speaking of something that I want my girls to continue to shock the sports fans in their life, it's fantasy football. Now, as you know, this is the first year of the Female Field Guide, No Boys Allowed Fantasy Football League. And you know what? It's here. It's the first week of the NFL football season. And like I said, in real life, it didn't disappoint. But how about fantasy football? How do my girls do? How did the leagues do? Well, let's get right into it with our freaking fantasy football fix. Hit it!
Fantasy football fix. Football's back, and that's the great news for everybody.
Female field guys fantasy football? Oh, wait, no boys allowed?
Aw, hell yeah!
Oh, that's my favorite part. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Well, like I said, week one, NFL, you don't know what you're going to get. You set your starting lineup, you know, last night, and you just hope. You just hope that these players give you the points that you need to beat your opponent so that you can text them and talk mess. And that's really what it's all about. And, of course, you could have these wonderful conversations with the sports fans, the men in your life. Yo, Ben Roethlisberger sucked this weekend. He didn't give me any fantasy points. That's what I actually said in real life.
Awkward.
But we keep going with our fantasy football fix. Remember, performance equals points. So if the people that you put in your starting lineup didn't do jack, you know what? Guess what? You're not getting any points. I want to talk about some key injuries that either happened before the game started or that happened during the games. And ladies, I want you to keep your eyes glued to my Facebook, my Twitter, and of course all the other media outlets when it comes to the injury reports of each team. That's going to be crucial because you know what? You got to set your lineup again. You got to start this beautiful process all over again. And when I say it's beautiful, it is. Breaking news. Peyton Manning, Colts quarterback, has had 208 consecutive regular season starts. Are you serious? Him and Brett Favre don't know how to quit. They don't know how to stop. Well, guess what? This Saturday, that streak ended. Peyton Manning did not play. As a matter of fact, he had another surgery this Thursday. My timing is so superb when I do that. Peyton Manning, yes, did not play. Who stepped in? Kerry Collins, and he did not do well. The Colts got demolished. But are we surprised? No. Another injury that took place during, you know, the games was Saints wide receiver Marcus Colson. He had a broken collarbone. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Ladies, if you have him, wave him. Get rid of him. 4 to 6 weeks? Are you serious? The good thing is that the Saints, as a team, have a very balanced attack, meaning that they have different weapons, meaning that Drew Brees can throw to quite a few people. But Saints wide receiver Marcus Colson is out 4 to 6 weeks. Like I said, Sam Bradford, the quarterback for the Rams, he was hurt during the game. He went to the locker room. The sideline reporters are saying they don't know. It could be a pinch nerve. You're not sure. This guy is so injury prone, but when he's healthy, baby, he's on. And he's such a cute patootie. Another person that you really need to be glued to the telly and the tube, ladies and gentlemen, is Rams running back Steven Jackson. He's a beast. Have you seen his neck? Have you seen his thighs? They're amazing. But his run to the house was also amazing. But like I said, he had a strained quad. He don't know what the deal is with that. So ladies, check the tube, check the internet, check the Female Field Guide, Twitter, as well as Facebook page, as I get different updates that I want to share with my girls. Let's talk about some outstanding players because, of course, with football, you never know who's going to come out to play. You never know who's going to have that breakaway week. And there's been some pretty dope people that have. Like I said, Cam Newton, ladies, you need to get him on the waiver wire. If he's not picked up, I just might do that. No one from the Female Field Guide, No Boys Allowed Fantasy Football League, better not get on this waiver wire right now where I'm talking and get Cam Newton. He's fantastic. Let's hope he has another great game. There should be somebody maybe for your backup. Dez Bryant, who is my dude. I had a chance to start him. Wide receiver. He's so versatile. He's a big guy. Hard to match up against those wide receivers. Really hard to match up. He played really, really well. That's a good guy that had a good game. Drew Brees, although they lost, you know, to the Saints, to the Packers, the guy had 419 yards. Talk to me. And, of course, Super Bowl MVP, Aaron Rodgers for the Packers, played dang well. And everybody's healthy on this squad, so watch out. They're dangerous. Let me tell you something. Even though Steven Jackson was injured when he was playing, he gave fantasy owners some really great points. As soon as I started talking about fantasy football, the switchboard started blowing up. Let's see who this 210 area code number is. Let's see who this is. Hi, you are on live with the Female Field Guide. Who's this? 210. He's gone. Must have got the bubble guts. It's okay. You can call the Female Field Guide message hotline if you're nervous. 909-712-732-2132. It's all good. It's all good. Moving back. keep talking about the fantasy football. Like I said, outstanding players, Cam Newton, Dez Bryant, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Steven Jackson, LeSean McCoy, who I did not start like an idiot, but it's okay. Texans wide receiver, who I did start, he ran all over the Colts, Mr. Andre Johnson, and, of course, Ravens running back, Ray Rice. He played very well. And what are you going to expect? Have you seen his size? He's so low to the ground. He's like 5'1". Shout out to Maisha. They're probably the same height. Let's talk about some defenses. Depending on the league, sometimes people don't even use defenses for points. They just use offensive players. But the female field guy, No Boys Allowed Fantasy Football League, does that. The Ravens kicked butt against my Steelers. Arg. The Bears, Brian Urlacher, like I said, his baby's mama's black, so Brian holler at me. He and the Bears, he had his, I believe, 7th touchdown. Pick 6 is great. Bears and Ravens. Jeez Louise. The Steelers should be in that category. I just don't know what to say about that. What about some horrible players, Jazz? What about some players that you started that played like garbage?
Awkward.
What about Mr. Ben Roethlisberger, who had about 7 turnovers, threw a couple picks? Okay. Like I said, the Steelers didn't play well at all anyway. Colts, Kerry Collins, he needs help, and that's all there is to it. Before, Peyton Manning would step up and do everything. It's not the case. His neck is literally on the floor. And Kerry Collins got to step up, and so does the other teammates. Like I said, I gave a little bit of a suggestion that if you people have Colts wide receivers, I don't know if you should start them. Check the stats with the Colts. I want to say shout-out to my ladies on both the Female Field Guide No Boys Allowed leagues and a.k.a. Bath and Body Stacks was leading the league for a while. I went head-to-head with my friend Hannah, Ravens D and Steelers D, and I got demolished. But you know what? It's all good. Ladies and gents, how do you feel about your fantasy? I know we've got 2 more games tomorrow, but where are you at right now? 714-816-4766. I went head-to-head with one of my senior producers, Tamika.
Awkward.
And she kicked my butt. Now, I do have a few more players on my roster for tomorrow's game with the Patriots, but I don't know. Listen, I still got Wes Walker. He needs to have a game of his life, okay? But overall, I'm really, really impressed with the ladies. You guys, I'm so proud of you. You don't even know what this means to me. It makes my heart smile to see you guys talking mess to each other and being glued on your telephone, checking the stats and checking the freaking fantasy football numbers all throughout the day. I love you guys. I truly do. Don't forget to visit fansfantasyfootball.com and support my fantasy guru, Ken, who keeps us on top of all the hats on fantasy football. Ken, shout out to him. He'll be on the show next week. Listen, let me tell you something. We're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, I truly expect to hear Tamika's mouth, how she demolished me in Female Field Guide, Fantasy Football No Boys Allowed. But for now, we're just going to take a quick little break while I have a little sip of water and prepare myself to hear what she has to say. Female Field Guide will be right back after the break.
I feel good about this pick. I think that, you know, with most mobile quarterbacks, they definitely have to work on their accuracy, but I don't think this is a really bad move, but they still need to get someone, you know, solid quarterback behind Jason Campbell, in the event that he's not ready to rock. A couple of young quarterbacks, and if the Browns can play some defense, I think that they can go pretty far and do pretty well this week.
And see, I'm a former point guard, so I don't understand. Like, I would always get so frustrated with my big men. Like, hit the free throw.
Yeah.
No one is guarding you. You can breathe. You can do a little kiss like Jason Kidd does. You can take 45 minutes like Karl Malone used to do. Like, make the bucket. But
yes.
I don't know. And I remember I covered the Sparks draft party. So I'm over there at the ESPN Zone. Everyone's juiced because, like, okay, new season. And I saw him pick up Myron Moore, and I said, okay. And then I said, all right, I see what you're doing. And then they picked up Amber Harris, and then they show the roster, and I'm like, oh, they're kind of deep. And sports and entertainment spin, any sort of relational thing. Hey, ladies.
You
know, here's a gem to tell the guys and other sports fans. But I just realized this when I was looking at the schedule, and is the home games that they lost, I wasn't able to cover them. So I think that I am the good luck charm.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Shout out to Ed Cole. That's my brother. He's got his own show, Life on the Beat. That was just some snippets of us, our banter. We can talk sports, entertainment all day. And thank you, Ed, for allowing me to come on the show. Please come on my show anytime. Well, you know what? Speaking of brothers and sisters, and speaking of loved ones, and speaking of people on the Female Field Guide team, one of my senior producers, Mika. She's on the line. And you know what? It's time to bring on our Mika Minute. Let's holler at her.
Mika,
huh?
Minute with Lakers insider Tamika Poland.
Well, when you have a smaller point guard and you're actually tired of him coming inside the lane, the only thing you can do is hit him and get out of the game because you are done with the series like the Lakers were.
I love Illy. I love Illy.
I still get a kick out of that every single week. To me,
I need to change that up. I need to do a new one.
All right. Hey, man, come to the Mahogany Lounge. Let's do it. Tamika Poland, one of my senior producers, Tamika Minute. Hey, bro. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually looking at my fantasy score right now. It's looking really, really good.
God. Awkward. Oh, God. Oh, listen, that's all the time we have for Female Field Guide. Good night. Listen to me. Well done. Great picks. You know what I mean? My fault. I should have started LaShawn McCoy. That's my fault. You live and you learn, and you did a good job. Okay, that's what we'll keep.
You know what? You actually signed. You started Chris Johnson, which was good. You figured he got that big contract. He was going to come do something for you guys, but he didn't do nothing.
He didn't do nothing. I was a prisoner of the moment. Ladies, I just listened with my own advice. I told the ladies, do not get emotionally connected with these men. And I did that, and I was a prisoner of the moment.
Awkward.
And Chris Johnson gave me about 3 points, and LaShawn McCoy gave me about 25 points off the bench. So that's just how we live and learn, the Female Field Guide. So anyway, Mika, you were on the road with the Female Field Guide representing me. I appreciate it. I was forced into an R&R relaxation weekend. It was amazing, but you held it down and you represented FFG. You attended the last season game of the Sparks, and I appreciate you going against the Chicago Sky. Kind of tell me, give me a little bit of recap. How did the girls do? They won, but with you just being there holding it down, how did you, how did they do?
You know what? They actually played not like it was their last game, but like it was a playoff game. From the time the tip-off started, they were ready and set to play. You couldn't even tell it was the end of the season for them. There was so much energy in the arena. Kenneth Parker, she didn't play. Jenna only played 4 minutes in the first quarter, but she came in, and with her being on the court, it actually just brought the team a whole new light. It was actually great. Lacey.
Wow, talking about Australian sensation, Jenna O'Hay, she's a rookie. She is a weapon, man, a force to be reckoned with. She could shoot some J's and three-pointers. So she's the rookie. She only got in for a little bit, and they can't just in play. Okay, what else went down?
Natasha Lacey.
Mm.
Amazing. This girl is great. You couldn't even tell that she was all of 5 foot anything. She was all over the place. She was in the paint, outside the paint, busting three. She was going to the hole. She was getting the and ones. Between her, Quinn, and Ebony, I mean, they were forced to be reckoned with. The game was great. It actually started off a little bit slow, but then once the second quarter popped off, you know, they were on all systems go. The game was good. At the end of the game, you know, they weren't doing a lot of interviews, but they did. They all came out on the court, and they wanted to thank all their fans for being behind them for the whole season. They said that they apologized to us for not being able to make the playoffs, but that they told us they were going to do it again next year. And the whole quote of all the quotes of the night were defense, stay healthy. That's all the girls and the coaches were living by. We need defense, stay healthy, and we need to limit our turnovers. And he said, and had we done all three of those, we would still be in the playoffs, but since we didn't, then all we can do is sit back and watch. But we need defense, we need to stay healthy, and we need to limit our turnovers. And,
you know what, you're right,
Go ahead.
No, I said you're right. I mean, the season started off very promising with, you know, the head coach Jennifer Gillum, but then Candace got her. Tisha Pinatero, something with her ankle. I believe Ebony missed a game or so. So they were really plagued by injuries early, and because it was their mixture of rookies and veterans, they didn't have the opportunity to really mesh. Would you agree?
I agree, definitely. I think had they being able to play at least 5 to 10 more games, they would have started to gel together, but just when they started to gel, it was all too late. So this would be good for them in the off season to, you know, get together, get in the gym, and just start practicing right away. That's what they need to do. And just limit their injuries. The hardest thing to do is to play a full season without an injury. That's very hard. So, I mean,
yeah,
all they can do is they just need to rest. They need to limit their turnovers and definitely play some better defense, because even at the game, you could tell that they were getting tired on some plays. They just weren't communicating. The sky, they were sitting over there. They were arguing with each other, and then you could just tell that nobody was even together in the huddle at times. And as a team, you guys need to be on one accord all the time. So, I mean, even though the Sparks did win, and they need to limit their turnovers. That's exactly what they need.
All in all, the game was good. Yeah, I'm glad you came. Did you like the energy? How did Mama Cassandra like the game?
Mama enjoyed it. We loved it. We actually got to get Coach Bryant's interview after, and he said, you know what, now that this season's over, let's hope that the NBA comes back, because I'm ready to see some more basketball. I'm not ready for this to be over.
That's right. It's going on, I believe, the 70th day or something like that with the lockout. We don't really know what the deal is going on. Have you heard any new developments with regards to that?
I have not, but I did just read that NBA president Derek Fisher, apparently someone said that he tweeted that there will be an NBA season for players to just stay healthy and to be energized and ready to go. But, of course, it was slightly removed when they realized he did not say it. So we're all just hoping that in this next meeting that they get, that we actually accomplish something. We need to just start talking and getting on one accord.
Now, speaking of one accord.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, you probably you don't want to hear this, but we did get to meet Coach Brown at the game as well. He was there with his family and his kids, and we were walking in, and he said, "Hey, girls, how you guys doing?" And we said, "Hey, how you doing?" He said, "Are we going to do it this year?" And, of course, we said, "Yes, we'll bring it back to L.A. I know you didn't want to say that, but you know what? He's a really, really nice guy, and he said he's in L.A. He's trying to see as much basketball as possible. Since the NBA is not there, let's do some WNBA.
Yeah.
So he was there. You know, he really enjoyed himself, so that was good.
Well, I mean, you know, we can't argue. We love it when the NBA players come to the games. The game I covered on Tuesday, you know, T.O. was there. No entourage, no bodyguards, no anything. So Kevin Durant, got a chance to meet him. A few players that came and showed up to the Sparks game the other season that I was able to witness, and Mika was able to witness. So when it comes to that, I can't press the foghorn button when it comes to the NBA Big Brother.
Taj Gibson was also there.
Okay.
Christine Devine was there, and they had their they did a halftime show, which was really interesting. They had all of the older ladies, and they were dancing as the disco lady. And so she got to do her little disco dance, and then she left, of course. But yeah, it was a couple friendly faces in there, you know. It was good.
Well, all in all, speaking of friendly faces, Mika, we had a nice little experience last time you came to the game with me. Was your boo there that called you the most beautifulest thing in the Staples Center?
Double time, please.
Was it? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess.
No.
He wasn't there, huh?
They were not in attendance. They were not. Sadly, they were not. It's okay.
Well, I can guarantee you he's thinking about you. And he wants to meet you again. That's what I know, because he called you the most beautifulest thing. And that is very poetic in my eye. And Mika, I appreciate you always coming on the show, breaking it down, talking a little bit of basketball, entertainment, you name it, girlfriend. Once again, an amazing Mika Minutes, one of my senior producers. Thanks, boo. You're the bomb.com.
Thank you
for coming on. Mika Minutes. Let me tell you something. We've got sports. We're talking football, fantasy football. Mika's coming in, FFG representing, senior producers, Tommy's talking hockey. But guess what? There's still fashion to be talked about. Sports entertainment is so fluid. I had the awesome opportunity to meet this dope young lady. Her name's Jasmine, so she's amazing anyway. But she is a stylist to men, to athletes. Getting them right. Now, ladies, you know that we can always use someone to help us get our men and our sports fans right, because sometimes wearing black turd socks and sandals, even if you're going to the grocery store, that's illegal. So I want to bring on our new Fashion Fix Minute, our new FFG
fashionista, Miss Jasmine Dugar. She's going to bless us with her knowledge and her love and passion for fashion.
We have another Female Field Guide exclusive, and I am so excited to speak with this young lady, mainly because her name is Jasmine, so I know she's automatically the bomb.com. But she is our Female Field Guide fashionista, and she is a stylist to the fellas, Miss Jasmine Dugar. Honey Bunch, how are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for coming on and dropping some knowledge, girlfriend.
No problem at all. It's my pleasure.
Now, I want to get right into it. Before we get into specifics regarding fashion, let's just learn more about you. What is your fashion background? And, you know, tell me you're a stylist for men. What is your passion, you know, behind that?
Okay, I started in fashion as a model dresser.
Okay.
For fashion shows while I was attending the Art Institute of Houston. And I can remember always being excited to style and dress the men.
Love it.
So I did. I decided to be a stylist for men because I've always, like, adored the physique of a man.
Girl?
And it's about their physique. It's how clothes fit on them, and it becomes a part of them because of their fine physique. So, you know, suits are my favorite.
Absolutely.
You can never go wrong with the man in the suit, and it's never out of style. So when it comes to styling men, I'm passionate about those reasons, and that it allows me to be very significant.
Yes, absolutely.
As a stylist, right. So everyone wants to be significant.
That's right. That's right. And we already, our names are Jasmine. So that already sets us aside. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes. Well, speaking of significance, there are some, you know, some athletes that dress very well, and they do stand out, not only for their athletic prowess, but because of their fashion sense. And let's give some examples. Ladies, most of us know who this guy is, Dwayne Wade, playing for the Miami Heat. He dresses well, Jazz. Kind of talk about his style.
Dwayne Wade is a very handsome guy. It's very simple, but it's a little loose-fitted with his style.
Okay.
He makes sure he doesn't do too much. That's what I like about him. He knows he's an athlete and he really can't dress. Every now and then you will see him with a sweater or a tie or a bow tie with some nerdy frame.
Yes, yes.
What I would do, on the other hand, I would place him in a French designer wear because he's not a slim guy.
Okay.
For example, that's say Yves Saint Laurent, which would still give him a loose-fitted but much more classy. And I know that you love wearing hats. He's a Chicago style man.
Get it.
Chicago, Illinois. So far, if I had the company, Garoon Brothers is where I would put him in a cadet or Panama hat. Very stylish.
Look at you dropping knowledge, because you just said about four names that I don't know who the hell they are, but guess what? I'm going to Google when I get off the phone with you. That's what I know. Okay, so we got Dwayne. I've always liked his style, especially when he takes the time to put a little spice in them little bow ties. Okay.
Right.
Let's move to another cat in the NBA that dresses very well, Amari Stoudemire, now playing for the New York Knicks. Talk about his style.
Right. He's also simple but fitted. He looks very good in his wardrobe. I definitely would dress him by a Italian designer, Roberto Cavalli. I also noticed that he owns a style of glasses and shades. That's his thing on the court.
Okay, absolutely.
So, which my mark would be some lavish Ray-Ban shades. That's definitely, it's not too much I would have to say about him, because he definitely knows how to make himself look good. He's a very slim guy.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say Italian designers, because they're actually into making slim guy fitted wear.
And you know, I guess the majority of the men over there in Italy are of the slimmer persuasion, so that makes sense.
Right. And then let me just tell you about the French designers, because I didn't explain him. French designers are more of a loose but classy.
Okay.
And Brits, you got your Brits, which is short sleeves and the short leg pants, which will show the ankles.
Okay, yes. So they mean to do that. They mean to be high waters. Is that what you're saying?
They mean to do that. Why? It's on purpose.
I love it. We are going around the world fashion style with Jasmine Dugar. Now, we talked about two individuals that actually dress very nice, and we are impressed with their steez. We're going to stay on the NBA tip. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. I love his energy. I love his passion. But what I don't love is those tight-ass T-shirts he wears everywhere. Let's talk about him, ladies. If you don't, if you haven't seen him wear it, he doesn't matter what game it is, first game or the presidential. He's sitting next to him. He will wear a tight, fitted Dallas Mavericks T-shirt, no matter the occasion.
It makes no sense. We have to help argue. We really do. This is a $2.5 billion man, and we are very much aware he does not dress to impress.
Exactly.
His body is calling for Louis Vuitton, another French designer. He's a big guy, definitely I will put him in a more loose fitted, classy wear as well.
Okay.
And that's all he needs.
Yeah.
As bad as he dressed, LV will make him look like a totally different person.
I agree.
And I'll cheer for that.
He can probably buy. Just buy the person, and he can just...
Okay.
Because that's how rich he is. All right.
Very rich, man.
Okay.
Very rich, man.
So the T-shirts maybe once or twice a week, not every day, Mr. Mark Cuban. Ladies, Google him. He is super rich, but you know what? Not rich in fashion. Okay, Jazz. I want to talk about Dwight Howard for the upside. He's an enigma. His shoulders are as big as the room that I'm in right now. How would you proportion that body?
I would definitely, that's work. That's work to be done.
Yeah.
I would definitely have to talk to him and definitely tell that he's not working with a stylist. So someone would actually tell him to slow down on getting as buff as he is.
Yes.
His head is so small. So he would actually probably need custom made designer tailored work.
Mm.
And that comes with a lot of work. It comes with a lot of work. But definitely, I would go for another French designer.
Mm-hmm.
And we would need some altering. And I would have to talk to him and tell him how big he is. It's really affecting his clothing, with his appearance. I saw him on the 106 apart.
Yes.
And he wore this polo-type collar shirt with about these colored denim jeans. It didn't really attract me. I didn't really like that. It really frustrated me. And the whole time I was critiquing him in a horrible way. And he's really a handsome guy, but I don't know what he's going through right now.
Yes.
Pumping that iron the way he's pumping it.
He's pumping it, but he needs to pump a stylist number, and he needs to call Jasmine Dugard. That's what I know. All right, so we were talking about those that are in the public eye and those that, you know, people that you can Google what they're wearing. But what about our boos? What about our baby's daddies? What about Tyrell and them? Sometimes they can dress very bad. And what can we do to help our girls, to help our honey bunches? You know, the everyday look. You know, to spice it up. Let's say those that have, you know, just like the athletes we were talking about that wear sweatpants, T-shirts, everywhere. How can we help our regular Joes and also these athletes that wear this every single day?
Okay, so here's my thing on typical wear. Typical wear is really hurt that athlete style.
They become
very lazy, and they look like they're always going to the grocery store.
Yes. That was perfect.
So if you're really comfortable with sweatpants, let's upgrade them.
Mm.
You have the designer Commonwealth Utility.
Mm.
They created an expensive, sturdy pair of white pants, and they're calling motorcycle pants. They're hot.
Oh.
What's great about these $425 sweatpants, which these athletes could afford, is that they come with belt loops and a thick pant cuff, which you're able to dress up a bit.
It gets real
amazing and creative. It does.
Okay.
And you have Dolce & Gabbana with the Long John underwear style. And you know the Long John pants we wear to keep us from being, keep us warm from the cold.
Yeah.
Were you able to make that another option as well? Wear those are sweatpants, but I do advise leave that dollar for the professional like me. I know how to make you look good in those Long John pants.
Oh, my goodness.
And, it gets good. I'm giving the juicy stuff.
You are.
I'm giving the juicy stuff. And then you have the German designer, Mucha, also has some upgraded sweatpants worth around $240.
Okay.
I mention these prices because these are no any type of sweat.
Okay.
And so I just say stay from the round collar T-shirts and always put on a V-neck. V-neck is what really styles a T-shirt.
Yes, girl. You hitting that right on the head because I love me a man in a V-neck. Even if he's going to the store, even if he's just, you know, walking past the gym. yes, but that we don't have to get off air to talk about that. You see what I'm saying? But ain't nothing but a man, ain't nothing like a man in a V-neck. All right, so here's the good thing, ladies. Yes, we were talking about ball players in the public eye, but Jazz will be at my anniversary event, and she has so graciously donated a free consultation to dress, you know, the everyday Joe Blow. But the good thing is Jazz will be on the show regularly because she is our female field guide fashionista, Jasmine Dugar. Honey Bunch, let me tell you something. We can talk all day about fashion because I have so many questions. I love that your specialty is in our fellas because, ladies, we know some of our boos dress. Oh, Lord, we don't want to take them anywhere. But this is just the beginning. But, Jazz, please let the listeners know where we can learn more about you and contact you just for more questions about fashion.
Right now, you can always just email me.
Okay.
I'm definitely in between websites, mm-hmm. so I haven't got that lunch yet.
Yeah.
But just hit me up at stylishjessicaduvar@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And you can definitely ask me any type of questions or if there's any help, advice, tips, whatever. I'm definitely there to help you. So stylishjessicaduvar, DUGAR@gmail.com.
I love it. I love it. And also, when we get this femalefieldguide.com lunch any second now, you'll be able to click on her website when we get that party started. It's all about girl power, fashion, sports and entertainment, and, of course, female field guide. Jazzy, thank you so much for coming on.
So shout out to Jazz. She is fantastic. Friend of a friend. We met, we talked, we bowled. It was fantastic. Jazz, our female field guide, fashionista. Please be on the lookout. March 2012, her online fashion boutique for men, pair of shoes. Ooh, girl, I'm so proud of you. And yes, ladies, do not forget October 22nd, the Female Field Guide 1-year anniversary, chance to win a free fashion consultation. FemaleFieldGuide.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets because Jazz is in high demand. Thank you so much, Jasmine Dugar. Let me tell you something. Time flies when you're with the Female Field Guide, or is it just me? I don't know. We've got about 4 or so minutes left. We're going to take our last break, and we're going to hit up the sports and entertainment spin like nobody's business. Stay tuned. Jazzy Fizzles, thank you for holding on. Female Field Guide will be right back.
Hey, everybody.
This is Candace Parker of the L.A. Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton-Jones of the L.A. Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
All right, we're coming. Ooh, yeah.
Well, you know me. I love to jam. Bob Marley, all day, baby. It's all about jamming, moving along. We've got a almost 90 minutes under our belt. And ladies, I really hope that you've had an amazing time. Fellas, I love you too. I hope that you've learned, laughed, and learned so much from Jazzy Fizzle, the Female Field Guide. But of course, sports and entertainment is really one of my favorite things to talk about. It's such a beautiful marriage blended in the most wonderfully tasted cocktail that I like to call Female Field Guide. In my sports and entertainment spin, did y'all hear about that?
Hear about that?
Uh-huh. Mm-mm.
As we continue to move on, sports and entertainment, this weekend there was a movie that just came out called Warrior. Two brothers duke it out for bragging rights and a championship belt. Two handsome fellas. Not very well known in the acting world, but I've been hearing some really, 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 really great reviews about this movie. Two brothers kicking each other's butts. It's called Warrior. Came out September 9th, this weekend. Also, I'm really excited about things debuting. Dancing with the Stars, like I said, ABC September 9th. I believe it's the 12th or 13th season. Good Lord. Hope Solo, soccer great. Oh my gosh, she's gorgeous for one. And she's tight and she's dope, man. She's a goalie for the USA women's soccer team. Gotta love her. Kendra's back. Go, Kendra. I'm so excited about that show. September 21st. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you're watching Basketball Wives LA because it is something like I have never seen before on VH1. Can you believe that it's about to be over, the show? I definitely cannot. I want to say, hey, what have we learned today? Jasmine's gym. Let's go for it. That boy Cam Newton, he's good.
And you know what? There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Our sports fans and our men can dress up. Shout out. And I mean shout out to Jasmine. Be on the lookout for all of her amazing female Feel Good fashionista expertise. Michael Vick and Eagles, they're still dreamy. And the Female Feel Good 1-year anniversary event, Saturday, October 22nd. Get yo tickets. Closing shout out. I mean, really. So many people to thank. I truly appreciate everything that you've done. Shout out to Diamond Bar High School. They have their first home win against Wilson, 40-13. Head coach Ryan Mayne, offensive coordinator Christopher Hernandez. I am so proud of you guys. Thanks so much for Jazz for stopping by. My two senior producers, the Treacherous Tees. You got to love them, Tommy and Tamika. Shout out to the team from SanZ.com. Come back anytime. Thank you so much, Ron Digger. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And everyone that's listened weekly and supported me next week, like I said, we're going to be talking to L.A. King, former hockey great Luke Robitaille, Bobby Carson, sister of April Carson and daughter of ZenForce Media's Billy Carson. I'm going to be talking to her about her love of basketball and her triumph to beat the non-believers in our Hey There Girl segment. I've got a very fantastic, if you can't beat them, join them, scouting report segment. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. And thank you so much for not missing this show. Another Sunday night under my belt. Jasmine George, the Female Feel Good. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and have an amazing week. Signing off.
Hey, this is Joe Bryant, assistant coach of the LA Sparks, also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Feel Good.
Bill Bellamy, you're listening to the Female Feel Good. Hey, yo.